This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Is the Captain's America Third Watch. Coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the weekend edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm your host, retired fire rescue captain Matt Bruce, with tomorrow's news tonight as we broadcast on my Salem Media Group, Tampa, Florida flagship stations, AM 860, AM 930, The Answer, and FM 93.7, broadcasting to great radio stations all across America and around the world, too, via the internet and a satellite. Now, a special shout-out goes out to our active-duty military, our veterans, our EMS, our firefighters, our police, our hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, our Customs and Border Patrol, our security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those out there keeping us free and safe tonight. Now, don't forget, to everybody working on the Third Watch right now, thanks for keeping America rolling along, especially our over-the-road 18-wheel drivers, the men and the women out there, coast-to-coast, border-to-border. And, of course, our bulk mail center haulers, hauling the mail from the bulk mail centers to the post offices. What would we do without them? And, of course, we've also got our suicide jockeys hauling the gasoline, the diesel, and the jet fuel, wherever it needs to go. And then there's our Amazon warehouse folks and the Amazon drivers, too. Thanks very much. We're keeping us abreast of the Christmas situation, and I saw Santa yesterday driving an Amazon truck. Now, follow us on Facebook, the official Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. We're also on MeWe, we're on Parler, we're on Gab, we're on Getter, we're on Truth Social, we're on Twitter as Captain's America, that's Captain's America, and then our website is thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com, simply the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com. All righty, get ready, because it's coming your way. The man, the myth, the Michigan legend, because he's known very well up there in Michigan and starting to get known a little bit around the countryside. But it's kind of hard when it's cold outside and people don't want to go out. So Rod Edwards is with us. That's Rod Edwards. And we're going to ask him how cold it is up there. Good morning, sir.
Good morning.
What's the temperature?
It's 28 degrees.
Okay. That's a little better than what I thought it might be, because we had a call earlier from somebody up there, and it was, thank you guys, okay, it was like 20 degrees someplace up north, I forget where, but it doesn't matter. Anytime it gets below freezing, you got me. You got me. All right, are you ready to say the pledge?
Absolutely.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. And we do emphasize the two words under God because our nation was founded on Judeo-Christian values. Well, Mr. Ron, the Department of Homeland Security announced this week that repairing the gaps along the southern border fence is going to be a top priority. I almost fell out of my chair when I saw that. And this comes from the New York Post. They're reporting that the agency has said this. So did Mayorkas get drunk and say this, or what happened?
I think he got drunk. Someone made him a promise they couldn't that he couldn't, made him an offer that he couldn't refuse or something. Because, I mean, so many people have promised to, you know, close the gaps in that border. I mean, it's a mile-long. People, folks have been saying they're going to do that, from Greg Abbott to many others. So hopefully in this case, Mayorkas is telling the truth. You know, I was shocked, too, just like you. I don't know if it was just political jawjacking or whatever, but I'll believe it when I start seeing it, and until then, you know, it is what it is.
Here's the problem. We know we've got Title 42 coming to an end, and nobody racing to try to do anything about keeping it to keep the people on the other side of the border on the other side of the border. We know that. So we know that we are about to be hit by about 18,000 to 20,000 people a day. There's already that many or more on the other side of the border, Arizona, California, just sitting there ready to come in, and more over the horizon, camped out, ready to come in once all this starts. And I believe that is the, what is it, the 21st of the month?
Yeah, Wednesday. Next coming Wednesday, I believe. But yeah, this is some really sick stuff. This is an all out and out invasion with permission of the evil federal government. That's costing Americans, or sovereigns, billions of dollars every single year, maybe every month. But I mean, this is costing us in so many directions, Captain. And I don't know how much longer this country can sustain such an invasion. No country has ever been able to last that long with such an invasion in the past, so I don't think this will be any different with the United States of America. They've been wanting to transform this country into a hellhole for a long time. They've been disillusioned with their ability to, you know, switch the American people into whatever they want to, leftist zombies or whatever. So they're trying to flood the country with people from around the world who do not have any kind of cohesive connection with the United States mentally or any other way. And so how do you change a country? Fill it with people who have nothing in common with the people of that country. And I think, Captain, 94 known terrorists have been captured, and how many have gotten away in the getaways? We can't forget about those.
No. By the way, we're going to be going to a break here pretty quick, so I'm just going to throw this out there. We do know that Elon Musk, because of the protests that came back at him and the poll that he did, has decided to take these seven reporters that he had banned from Twitter and bring them all back on again. So here we go.
Yeah. Yeah. You know, it's a good thing that Elon Musk is allegedly or supposedly opening up Twitter for more people, including the journalists, whomever. And we'll see how far it goes, though.
All right, hold that thought, folks. We'll be right back with more. Ron Edwards, host of the Edwards Notebook, and I shall return.
This is Final Warning. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with host Captain Matt Bruce. We want to welcome everyone listening in Reno, Nevada on our new affiliates AM 1060 and FM 93.7. And we want to hear from you. Call us at 1-877-969-8600.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at TeamG'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at TeamG'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. TeamG'day.com. TeamG'day.com.
Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's just a few. Amazon customer, 5 stars. Honestly, this stuff works. Nick, easy to take capsules. For those who can't handle the liquid drops, easy-to-take Extendivite capsules do the same job. Karoka Fam works great. Like Extendivite very much. Seems to work as advertised. Thanks. Arlene, 5 stars. Love this product, Extendivite. Terry W., 5 stars. Can't say enough. Great product. Freya, 5 stars. I just ordered another. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight? At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutralizes the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
All righty. This portion of the program brought to you by our friends at Relief Factor. Now, what I want you to do, ladies and gentlemen, is to go over to TheRodEbers.com, take a look at his website over there, and see all the different things that he has to offer. But one of the things that we have to offer is Relief Factor. And it is a product that will get you out of the pain that you are in. All natural. How about that? All natural. And remember, when you take it, you're taking it because of what it will do for you. And the best part about it is everything and anything that happens with Relief Factor is only $19.95 to get started. That's it, $19.95. And that's a good deal. That's a really good deal. I've been on it for 9 years, and the reason I have is because it works. And it continues to work. So I continue to take it because of that reason. Because if it didn't, you wouldn't hear me talking about it. Now, I ran into some people last night, and of course, firefighters are known to break bones and have arthritis and rheumatism and all sorts of stuff as they get on up in years, and it gets a little harder for them to maneuver around and whatnot. But I will tell you that the boys in blue and the guys that I talked to last night, they all knew about Relief Factor, and a whole bunch of them were taking it. So there you go. All right. Hold that thought. We're going to have a Ron Edwards notebook coming up right about now, so here we go.
Once again, leftists prove beyond a reasonable doubt they are not in favor of positive solutions to problems they complain about or people who succeed in and appreciate the United States. Hello, I'm Ron Edwards. On today's page from the Edwards Notebook, brought to you by Constitutional Grounds Coffee, Dr. Ben Carson, the renowned neurosurgeon who also served as HUD secretary during the Trump administration, was raised in the rough slums of Detroit. He overcame the same odds many others in his community allowed to permanently lock them into either depression, woe is me, or criminal behavior. Dr. Carson's Rise to World Acclaim Success is a textbook example of how those who apply themselves have a good shot at success. He set an example of what it means to not give in to the negatives, but pursue your dreams with excellence, and your gift will make room for you at the table of achievement. Unfortunately, in Detroit, Dr. Carson's sterling example is demonized because he prefers equal opportunity over leftist equal results. The Detroit School Board recently voted to remove Dr. Carson's name from a government high school. Student political activists fought to have Carson's name removed because he served in the Trump administration. Way to go, Detroit. I'm Ron Edwards. Check out the Ron Edwards American Experience, 3 p.m. Eastern, weekdays, via theronedwards.com.
Sponsored by the Tri-County Liberty Coalition.
You know, you got to wonder, Mr. Ron, where some of these people get their brains. Do they buy them in a soup can or what?
You know, they just sit on them, and, you know, they just waste away under their backsides. You know, it's ridiculous. In Detroit, I don't know if you've ever been to Detroit in the past 20 years.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Well, I don't have to say much. You know what it looks like. And, you judge a city when you come into a city and you see it, you know that it's a reflection of the people that live there. And that's, you know, and so when they decided to, scrub the name of Dr. Ben Carson from a high school simply because he served in the Trump administration, and to totally ignore his wonderful example of living, succeeding in this great nation, you know, and the example, in my opinion, that he set for young people, and they want to scrub all that away because of their hatred of Trump, who they call a bigot because he wanted to shut the borders, improve the economy, lower taxes, made opportunities available for everyone. And they want to poo-poo on that by wiping out the name of Dr. Ben Carson. I think that is evil, and it's a reflection of people who just don't want help and who just want to be a pain in the backside to this country.
Free stuff. Free stuff. It'll do
free stuff,
yep.
And in some cases, no stuff. They want to just kill, steal, and destroy. You don't believe me? What about the 11 people that were shot on Wednesday in Chicago and the two shot yesterday?
Yeah. Now, five House Republicans say that they will not vote for House GOP leader Kevin McCarthy first go-around as the next speaker. And the Republican National Committee chairwoman, Rona McDaniel, said that she believes those holdouts will eventually come around so lawmakers can start pushing back on President Joe Biden's administration. What do you think?
Well, I think she's correct. I don't like the fact that she's correct because, in my opinion, that the Republican Party is settling in once again to be the go-along-to-get-along party, kissing the backsides of the Democrats because they don't want to ruffle and they don't want to anger Nancy Pelosi for some sick reason. They're more concerned about maintaining a good relationship with those that hate them, like the media and Nancy Pelosi and Chucky and all those people, rather than serving the American people for the good of the country. And this is a sad commentary of the times when it comes to the Republican Party. Not all of them, but far too many of them. And so, Rona, she's right. I wish they could get a new Republican leader, too, to replace her. But because she's, in my opinion, is part of that and encourages the go-along-to-get-along gang rather than true conservatives who want to get things done for the good of the country.
Well, normally when you lose a couple of elections and you don't have anything to show for having accomplished something, you lose your position. I'm surprised that people aren't calling for her to step down or to run somebody against her.
I'm surprised, too, but we see what's going on. She's a very stubborn woman. She's, you know, from Michigan, and people here are very, very stubborn and like that. They are what they are, and she's going to continue to lead the party. She's part of this Republican anti-Trump cabal. She may not admit it, but it's true. If you look at the actions of the Republican Party, be more in line with Deputy Drew Belong, Mitch McConnell, and other individuals like that than a Donald Trump. They're trying to convince everyone to go along with they want Ron DeSantis to run for governor. In my opinion, he should stay right there.
Run for governor? You mean president?
I mean for president. I'm sorry. Yeah. And in my opinion, he should stay right there in Florida.
That's right.
We need powerful states like Florida and their economies to offset the stupidity that is happening in the federal government. I mean, if he moves, let's say if he were to run, right?
Yep.
Who's going to replace him right now who's as good as governor for Florida?
Nobody.
Okay.
I can answer that real quick. Nobody.
Yeah, so that's what we need, some powerful governors.
Mm-hmm.
And we need to kick the Republican Party, the National Party, in the backside to shake them up, to get some real conservative, pro-American individuals in that party so that there can be a great opposition to the Democrats.
Now, here's one for you. Elon Musk may move Twitter out of San Francisco to Miami, Florida.
Can you blame them? And it, you know,
I can hear it now. Ole, 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 as they leave San Francisco.
Mm. And it's a shame. It's a shame it has to, you know, having seen San Francisco, the first time I saw it was with family when I was a little child. And the place was so beautiful, I thought just the beauty alone would, and the people would maintain pride in such a great city like that. And they wouldn't allow what I see and what we all know is going on in San Francisco. It's turned into an open sewer, and the taxes there are crazy. The regulations there are crazy. So I cannot blame them one bit. And it'd be great if he moves it to Miami, build another beautiful skyscraper there. They're building plenty of those down there. So,
oh yeah,
I hope it's going to have to happen because the only way to wake these cities up, these states up, is you know people have to drag their corporations out of places like that. So, it will be what it will be if it happens.
Now we've got some. You talk about corporations. We've got lots of movement here in Florida from all around the country. People come here to take advantage of our tax laws. But the Wall Street Journal had a poll, and most people are pessimistic about the economy. Now I also did a little research to find out where that pessimism seems to be. Well, imagine this: it's in the blue states.
Well, you know, places like Michigan. Michigan is navy blue or royal blue.
Probably dark blue.
Yeah. Midnight blue. How about
that?
Yeah,
there you go.
Along with Illinois, Pennsylvania, New York, it just goes on and on and on. The only red state in this entire area is Ohio. And by the way, speaking of Ohio, real quick, they're trying to work on getting rid of their income tax. And if that happens in the Midwest, game over.
Yep, here comes the troops.
All right.
And here comes the music, so I'm going to have to let you go. We'll talk to you next week. Have yourself a great weekend, and stay warm.
Absolutely. Be blessed, and have a great time. Take care. Bye now.
Ron Edwards, host of the Edwards Notebook, and we appreciate him, and you'll hear him again on Wednesday of next week, if not before. And don't forget to hear his Edwards Notebook played at various times, too. I'll be right back. Don't go nowhere.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Update. Wall Street ending the week with more losses thanks to rising interest rates and rising fears of recession.
The Dow Jones Industrial Average lost more than 281 points Friday, along with drops of 142 on Wednesday and 764 points Thursday. The index lost just 1.7% of its value for the week. The tech-heavy NASDAQ index took a bigger hit, dropping 2.7% over the past 5 days. I'm Richard Johnson.
There are still millions of Americans dealing with severe winter weather. Areas of the Northeast already hit hard with heavy snow could still see 2 to 4 inches just through tonight. New charges are filed in the Highland Park Chicagoland mass shooting on July the 4th. Alleged gunman Robert Cremo III's dad facing charges after turning himself in today, allegedly admitting he helped his troubled son obtain an Illinois weapons permit. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
Hi, Peter Picaro for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up for free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, mysteries, ghosts, UFOs, and the afterlife, and so much more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people seeking a viable alternative to the other dating services. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and want to connect with people, use the code GEORGE for a substantial discount. Mark Rawlings, president of ParanormalDate.com, says so many people hunger to share their experiences about the paranormal, the unexplainable, or the afterlife, and so much more, and this is the source for them to meet and share that common interest. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com, ParanormalDate.com, and use the code GEORGE if you decide to connect with someone you like.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Was founded so that a trained veteran healthcare staff can help veterans with drug and alcohol addictions. Our track record of success with veterans is based upon the bond that vets have with vets. Once your time with us is up, your chance of relapse is greatly diminished due to our concept of recovery through common ground. Alcohol, drugs, military sexual abuse, post-traumatic stress are all treated under the guidance of skilled doctors who served our country just like you. Call them at 888-VET-NOW-2 or visit the website HeroSmile.com and tell them the captain said.
You betcha, tell them the captain sent you, because I did. And oh, by the way, let me tell you about Heroes Mile. Now, I was with the Tunnels to Tower crew last night. They had a very interesting and great discussions with the people there. Quite a family venture, honoring someone from their family who lost his life trying to save other lives. Way too many stories of that at the World Trade Center. One of our 343 that we lost, I might add, FDNY. And the one thing I can tell you about Heroes Mile is these are very special people, too. These are former military and former first responders, police and fire and EMS. And they've been both in a lot of cases. And when you talk to them, mano a mano, one-on-one, you're going to get a sense that they know exactly what you're talking about, because they do. They've been there. They've been in your shoes. They've suffered from the same sort of problems that you're going through right now. So you're not alone. And you get to talk to someone who's actually walked the walk and talked the talk, instead of some whiz-bang college student that just got out of college and he's going, well, you know, you should do this, 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 and this, and has no clue what he's talking about. He got it out of a textbook. He doesn't even know if it works. So my point is, Heroes Mile is spelled H-E-R-O-E-S, Mile. That's H-E-R-O-E-S, Mile. Go to the website, heroesmile.com. Take a look and see all the different things that they can help you with. You will be astonished, as I was. And they can do things that the VA does, and you can get it done in a much better atmosphere, in my opinion. And nobody's going to hoist any unreasonable demands on you either. So check them out, heroesmile.com, heroesmile.com. And they do have a telephone number, ladies and gentlemen. It's a novelty number. It's called 888-VET-NOW, the number 2. I'll read this out for you. 888-VET-NOW, the number 2. That's 888-VET-NOW, the number 2. The website, heroesmile.com. Check them out. I'm going to tell you right now, you're going to be glad you did. That's going to help you out in your future endeavors. Okay, back to the phone line and back to Kyle Warren, the professor of politics. And good morning again, Kyle.
Good morning, Captain.
Now, we talked about Japan before we had to go with our next segment. And Japan has unveiled the biggest military buildup since World War II amidst the China worries.
I'm agreeing. You're right.
China had better watch what they're doing, or they're liable to become a third-rate country, to say the least. Because I'm telling you, there are countries in this group that was put together by the United States and Australia and Japan and South Korea to preserve the countries that are there now and not to lose them because of communist influence. So we'll see how that works out. This is going to be an interesting period of the next few years over there.
Well, yeah, to say the least. And certainly, Captain, I think the Chinese government, the Chinese philosophy of the Chinese government is the idea that they want to go get the natural resources. They want to exude their influence, obviously, like to what you're talking about. And in many cases, the Chinese government believes that it has a right to do this, that the world should do what China basically says. So you're coming up against this mentality, and of course, historically, that's always been a recipe for some kind of conflict at some point.
Well, after 2 years of disruption by COVID-19, more Americans this holiday season are planning holiday travel this year, even exceeding pan-pandemic levels.
Yeah, this is, well, I think this is a very good thing overall, because obviously, you know, people want to get back out there. They don't want to be cooped up. And to some degree, I think they may be, and this is just my own personal opinion, they may be spending money on travel to go somewhere rather than exorbitant Christmas presents, that kind of thing.
Yeah, that's true. And Goldman Sachs Group is going to lay off up to 4,000 people in early January and February. Now, that is a major announcement by a major financial company.
Yes, this is major. And what we're seeing, we're already with the pullback in spending this holiday season, all of this adds up to a very, very bad thing, I think, as we get into 2023. And at some point in the recent weeks, I think one Biden administration official, it might have even been Joe Biden himself, who said, you know, we have a possibility of a slight recession in 2023. I don't know, Captain. It looks like we're starting to see the storm clouds for something a lot worse, because inflation keeps up. Last hour we talked about the stock market going down on Friday because of the rate hikes that are still coming into being here. And you've got a lot of people very nervous about things. And when that happens, consumers start heading for the hills.
Yeah, and I don't want to wish anything bad on anybody, but I'll tell you what, folks. When times get tough, the tough get going. You need to have a B plan to go along with your A plan, so you don't get caught between a crack somewhere, right?
Well, that's exactly right. Here's another thing, too. If companies ever do lay people off, or just even small businesses. The people that have really worked hard, I think, and showed up, for one thing, I think they are going to be much better off in terms of hopefully avoiding that layoff. We've seen too many people, Captain, these days decide that they don't want to go back to work, or they don't want to work, or they don't want to work very much, and this kind of thing. And so there'd be a separation coming here soon of people who are willing to work hard, and as others may be left out in the cold. It just remains to be seen, but it's a very, very interesting development post-COVID.
Now, our great governor, Florida Governor Ron DeSantis, a Republican who easily secured re-election last month by about 20 points, I might add, is petitioning the Sunshine State Supreme Court for an order to impanel a statewide grand jury to probe an ongoing and wrongdoing pertaining to COVID-19 and the vaccines. Now, the governor said, and I quote, "Florida law prohibits fraudulent practices, including the dissemination of false or misleading advertising." And apparently, some people in government were guilty of doing just that for the wrong reasons.
Well, isn't it interesting, Captain, that one of the crux of the matters in terms of social media and so forth having to do with vaccines was that anyone who had a question about the vaccine was somehow spreading disinformation about the vaccine. So here we go with DeSantis wanting to find out exactly almost the opposite here, saying that, look, we want to find out what happened with the vaccines, and here will come the government saying, no, don't ask that question again. And it's really going to be very interesting.
Now, the newly installed Prime Minister of Israel, namely Benjamin Netanyahu, is talking about peace with the Saudis and talking about how it would end the Arab-Israeli conflict altogether and possibly influence getting rid of the militants that are there from Al-Qaeda and whoever else.
Well, that would be a wonderful, wonderful thing, wouldn't it, to try to really begin a lasting peace in the Middle East. I do think, Captain, there's a lot more these days that can unite the Israelis and different Arab states, Saudi Arabia included, and that is what to do about Iran. But we have an administration right now that seems to want to play ball with Iran rather than do what the previous administration, the Trump administration, was doing, and that is to isolate Iran and to build the coalition against the evil that Iran wants to spread. And there's a uniting factor there. If they build on that, I think we go somewhere with this.
I'm glad you said that, because I was looking for the Harry Carey song. A one, and a two, and a three. Take me out to the ball game.
That's right, playing ball. Yeah, but we don't want to play ball with Tehran. And Iran, hopefully at some point as well, is going to have a real awakening here, what we've seen the start of here.
Yes, sir, buddy. Okay, hold that thought. Folks, you're coming back with the Truckers Highway and Byway Report. Don't go anywhere. We're going to let Kathy take us to break again. So get ready. She's going to be right here, right now.
When you need to know, the Captain's America Third Watch is the place to go. Overnight, live, 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time on this station. More common sense, conservative talk.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire fireplace grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com. Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
I had no idea it would destroy my life. But before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Ho, ho, ho! Merry Christmas from me! Santa!
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
See the crowd dancing.
what's the name of that band?
Well, that's Badfinger, right?
Bad Company.
Bad Company, that's right, Bad Company. And so that's Rock and Roll Fantasy. Yeah,
yeah.
I love that song. I haven't heard it for a long time.
Well, but, that was the original song played for the first time at a concert.
Really?
Yep, and it was back in the 70s.
Yep, that's right. Yeah, it was definitely in the 70s. And yeah, but that's really a great classic rock song. It just, every time you hear it, and I haven't heard that song for a number of years, but you're right back in it. You know, I just remember it. It's great.
I never left.
Yeah.
I never left. Rock and roll is here to stay in my world.
Well,
anyway.
Sure.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So there you go. All right. Well, Kyle, tell us what's going on out west. We've had some changes in the weather.
All right. Well, folks, don't forget, if you're traveling in Southern or Central California, you've definitely got some cold temperatures in the Central Valley along California Highway 99 or Interstate 5. We've got a freeze warning, but also we've got dense fog advisory from Bakersfield on up to about Stockton and over towards the Bay Area as well. So be careful there. We've also got a freeze warning down in the Phoenix area in Arizona, up towards Kingman, Arizona, and over towards the California border tonight. We've also got some high winds north of Cheyenne and west of Cheyenne on Interstate 25 and I-80, respectively. So you want to be aware of that. Winter weather advisories up in northern Montana. And right now, I'm not really seeing a whole lot of snow or rain on the radar map. So that's a good thing. Maybe just a little bit of snow up in northern Montana that's actively falling right now. But, of course, with those winter weather advisories, you want to be careful all through the weekend. Cold temperatures are going to persist, and that's what we're seeing right now, Captain.
Do you have anybody you really don't like?
Let's say again?
Do you have anybody around you that you really don't like?
Well,
I just found the perfect Christmas gift for him. You ready?
What's that?
A coffee cup made like out of a toilet. It looks like it's a toilet, but it's a coffee cup. The brown coffee, you know, in there, in the toilet, that ought to work really good.
And it's a gift.
It's a gift, yeah, it's a gift. You couldn't make this up if you tried. So there.
Oh, my goodness.
So there so there you go. Get it while it's hot.
That's right.
Oh, boy, I'm telling you. All right, well, let me go back over to the Midwest. Now, we've had some good news in the Midwest. The snow is just down to snow on I-80 across Nebraska from North Platte over to Lincoln. And then in the, let's see, this is Minnesota, from about Rochester on an angle, 45-degree angle up towards North and South Dakota, you've got just some general snow in there. Flurries hanging around. Same thing with the Duluth, Minnesota area up into the upper peninsula of Michigan. Same thing with the eastern side of the lake. Lake effect snow there is dwindling down in Michigan. However, it seems to have picked up a little bit more between Ripley and Buffalo because of the way the wind's blowing. Also, upstate New York from about Fulton, New York, that's north of Syracuse, of course. Most people know where that is. All the way up to Watertown, you've got rain, freezing rain, a mixed bag of precipitation. Over to the east, up the St. Lawrence, all the way over to Vermont, to New Hampshire, into Maine, you're going to have snow. It's still a winter storm warning. And, of course, that will be dwindling down as we move across. Now, the other thing is that we do have some fog. Right now in the Chesapeake River area and Chesapeake Bay. And we've got some fog that just popped up this hour down below in Louisiana, north of New Orleans. And it goes over into Texas and it covers that stretch across New Orleans about 40 or 50 miles north of the Gulf of Mexico. So be advised of that. Okay, Kyle, tell us how to hear your show.
Thank you, Captain. Yes, you can go to KyleWarrenShow.com.
All righty, appreciate it, and You have yourself a good day. And by the way, before I let you go, we have a comment here from James up in Valdosta, Georgia. And he's saying, lots of luck, toilet coffee mug. Good morning, y'all. I'm not kidding you, James. I saw it. It's a gift for one of your people that you really don't care about. Give him the toilet coffee mug and let him explain it. All right, Kyle. Talk to you later.
Thank you, Captain.
All right, Kyle Warren, a professor of politics, everybody. All right, and now let's go to the telephone lines. And we have on the line right now Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com. So, good morning to you.
Good morning.
You got anybody you don't care about?
Yeah, there might be some people on the list.
Found a perfect gift for him. It's a toilet bowl coffee mug.
Okay.
Looks just like a toilet bowl. It's got the area for the bowl is where you put your coffee. I can just imagine drinking from that. Oh boy. Gee whiz. What are they going to think of next? Okay, well, what are we going to think of next? Gee, I guess it's the Ukraine and all those missiles again.
Yeah, I don't know how long it'll take before the Patriot missile system that the U.S. is dispatching over there will get up to speed. But that one should necessarily help. What we have sent over so far has been effective. It's quite interesting to me that we didn't send the Patriot system over there earlier. And, of course, Putin is pushing back in a big way, saying that the United States is upping the game. Well, you know, Putin is hitting civilians. And, you know, there is an obligation for the world to protect civilians.
Right.
I mean, these are, this really isn't a military versus military situation here if he is just purposely hitting civilian infrastructure and killing civilians.
Right. And that's very much the case. And I do know, I thought Poland had sent a battery over there. That never got there yet?
I don't know what they sent, so I can't speak to that.
All right, I was thinking that they had sent a Patriot battery, which also created some trouble, but I guess it is what it is. By the way, Japan unveiled its biggest military buildup since World War II amidst the worries with the problems they're having with China firing missiles in their direction.
I saw that, and I think that's a prudent move on their part.
Yeah, I do think that that's indeed correct because you got North Korea, the proxy up there doing all the dirty work, but it is what it is. Okay, I hear the music coming up, so hold that thought. Folks, we'll be right back with more. We're Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com. Don't go anywhere. This is the Captain's America Third Watch. It's a beautiful day in the neighborhood, and we will be right back. Don't go nowhere.
Christmas from me, Santa!
This is the Captain's America, Third Watch. Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.